respond in good faith. Elisa Brady, Fox News. That pledge from the White House as the new Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee presses for more information about the handling of classified materials found at an office previously used by the president and at one of his Delaware homes.
James Comer says, we will continue to press the Biden administration for answers about who had access to these classified documents and why Biden aides were permitted to rummage through the Wilmington residence after the appointment of a special counsel.
Fox's Peter Ducey, a White House spokesman, says they're reviewing letters from the Oversight Committee and warning there's a risk of incomplete answers if there's public discourse during an ongoing Justice Department probe, also accusing Republicans of engaging in political stunts. Ongoing help for Ukraine topping the agenda in a meeting between President Biden and the Dutch leader.
Recent airstrikes by Russia targeting a Ukrainian apartment building is only strengthening Western resolve, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said, sitting alongside President Biden.
Can never accept that Putin and Russia get away with it.
The prime minister says the Netherlands intends to join other allies in sending Patriot missile defense systems to Ukraine and will spend $2.5 billion this year on Ukraine aid. President Biden credited the Netherlands with ensuring a coherent European response.
Russia is just continuing to act in ways that are almost unbelievable.
The two leaders are also expected to talk about trade and computer chip manufacturing.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A mass shooting at a Martin Luther King Day celebration is now a murder investigation. One of the eight people shot at a park in Fort Pierce, Florida yesterday has died. Sheriff's officials suspect a dispute between two rival gangs may have led to the start of gunfire with dozens of shots fired. A sell-off continues on Wall Street for the Dow, at least. It's down more than 300 points, but the S&P and the NASDAQ are higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An investigation of delayed notice to students about merit awards expands. At least 12 high schools in Virginia now accused of failing to tell students until after a college scholarship deadline had passed.
Fairfax County Schools initially described this as a one-time human error. Attorney General for the state of Virginia, Jason Miura, suggested the notification delays are connected to the school district hiring an equity officer and pushing equal outcomes.
We believe in equality of opportunity, but when you have a forced equal outcomes, that's where we get in some very, very dangerous areas in this country. And that's why my Office of Civil Rights is doing this investigation to make sure there's no violation of our state anti-discrimination statute.
A spokesperson for the Fairfax County Public School District denies that and says, quote, there is zero connection between equity work and the delay in notification.
Fox's Rich Edson. Now we know the fate of Graceland after the death of Elvis's only child.
I'm going to Graceland.
Lisa Marie Presley once said, Graceland is absolutely 100% mine. And when it is no longer mine, it will be my children's. And that is that. And so it is. Lisa Marie's daughters, Riley, Harper, and Finley, will receive Graceland, which is in a trust, as a Graceland rep tells People. Graceland was passed down to Lisa Marie, Elvis's only daughter, after he died there in Memphis in 1977. Lisa Marie created the Elvis Presley Trust to manage the property with the National Bank of Commerce. Graceland's Meditation Garden will be Lisa Marie's resting place, next to her son Benjamin, along with Elvis and his parents and grandmother, Minnie Mae Presley.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Inauguration Day in Pennsylvania, with Democrat Josh Shapiro sworn in as governor, placing his hand on a stack of three Jewish Bibles and appealing for unity, saying beyond any momentary political differences, Americans value freedom and cherish democracy. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.